The D2 Follow-Up Report. We stay connected to important stories to give you the latest.
We had a really enlightening conversation yesterday about solar panels in Utah. And we got some polar opposite reactions from our callers. For example, Nick says he's got it. He lives in Layton and he's loving it.
Yep, it's very well worth it for us. We're on the older plan, so it's a one-for-one swap. Only a couple times in the past 6 years have we had to pay when we didn't produce enough in January and February. But we're really happy.
And this is largely what I hear. Got solar panels, it's great. But before yesterday, this was my understanding of how solar panels and working with Rocky Mountain Power worked. Obviously, you only generate power when the sun is shining. You're largely generating that power in the middle of the day. You don't need it in the middle of the day. You're at work. Kids are at school. You're not consuming a ton of electricity at 1 o'clock in the afternoon when everyone's gone. So what the power companies typically do is they say, oh, with all this 6 hours of energy that you've produced, we're going to give you a credit because we know when you get home from work and school this evening, when the sun is not shining, then you can start using that power that you've collected for us. And typically it was a one-to-one. You generate an hour, you get an hour later on down the road, time of your choosing. But that may not be the case anymore.
Well, we got this call from Selena, who lives in Orem. She was listening to our conversation as well, and she said that is not what's happening in her case.
No, it was a scam. That's how me and my husband personally feel, and it's embarrassing to us that we have solar panels on our roof that everyone can see that we were scammed.
Well, so what? Why do you use such a harsh word?
So we were told that our electric bill would be just the hookup, which is, I think, $11 a month with Rocky Mountain Power. We used the Biden plan, so we got a rebate for our solar panels. However, because we didn't pay for the $10,000 battery pack to have in our garage, Rocky Mountain doesn't honor any of the electricity we make if we don't use it immediately. So we don't get any of those benefits of any of the electricity we're putting back onto the grid. That's just completely lost to us. So we feel like we're paying for something that we don't get to take advantage of. And it's a bummer for us.
Do you still have an electric bill?
Yep, we do.
Ouch. I mean, because you invested thousands of dollars into those solar panels. To have a bill on top of that, an electrical bill, on top of that $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 of solar panels that you just installed, that's I wouldn't be so angry. You can hear the frustration in her voice. She's like, oh, totally scammed.
Yeah, and if you were a neighbor and you're asking her, hey, how's the solar panels going? And you heard that, you would run.
Yeah.
I've thought about solar panels briefly in the past because it's a lovely thought to live off the grid, right? But I wouldn't want to do it without knowing that I was going to at least break even. And it sounds like Selena doesn't feel like there's any hope of that.
Dave Eskelson joins us right now from Rocky Mountain Power. And Dave, like I said, I was a little bit surprised to hear that not everyone loved the solar panel program. One of our listeners said, I'm not getting credit for the power I generate during the day. Can you walk us through what the plans are right now?
Sure. When Utah's first solar net metering program was set up in 2022, the billing credit was set according to Rocky Mountain Power's avoided cost, which was generally the price the utility would pay for either generating that power itself or buying it from another source. In 2008, utility regulators in Utah increased the bill credit to the retail rate, and the bill credit appears on the next month's customer bill. Now, it was always understood that the credit at this level was a subsidy coming from other residential customers to provide a financial incentive for customers to participate and support the photovoltaic businesses. The company and utility regulators recognized at that time that once the participation rate for customer generation reached a certain point of maturity, the subsidy would have to be phased out because intra-class subsidies are generally to be avoided in utility rate design. Then in 2014, the Utah legislature passed a bill to review the industry and began to deal with the subsidy in the residential customer class. And we proposed some changes at that time to the program in the context of a general rate request. In 2015, the Utah PSC ordered a net metering study to determine what the fair transition for residential customer generation would be. 3 years later, 2017, the parties reached a settlement which produced the three rate schedules we have today. So Schedule 35 is a net metering credit at the retail rate for customers who'd installed a photovoltaic system on their home prior to September 29th, 2017. Now, these customers were called the statutory customers or the grandfathered group. And their billing credit rate for energy they produce more than they use is between 9 cents and 11.7 cents per kilowatt hour in the summer, between 7.9 cents and 10.3 cents in the winter. It's based on the current retail rate. And that rate schedule continues for those customers until December 31st, 2035. The second one is Schedule 136. That's a billing program for customers who install their systems during the transition period when we were determining with the Public Service Commission what the future export credit should be. It was limited to a certain number of megawatts of capacity for residential customers and non-residential customers. So it's not open to any other customers right now. They get a credit of 9.2 cents per kilowatt hour for energy above their use. And that schedule continues to December 31st, 2032. For all other customers, Schedule 137 is a net billing program for those customers after that that transition period and for the future. The program uses the export credit rate determined by the Utah Public Service Commission. It was first instituted in 2020, and it's been updated a couple of times. Its most recent update was in February of this year. The current rate, they took it from 5.6 cents per kilowatt hour to 7.7 cents per kilowatt hour for the summer months, and from 4.7 cents per kilowatt hour to 6.3 cents for October through May, the winter months. So the updated rate is about 37% higher in the summer, 34% higher in the winter.
So people need to be asking these questions, it sounds like, Dave.
Well, if people are contemplating getting a solar system on their, on their home, if they want to generate, some or most of their electricity, I'd really urge them to go to our website. It's under savings and energy choices on our website at RockyMountainPower.net, and there's a whole section on customer generation. And so there are lots of options to choose from. There's the mm-hmm. traditional net billing program where your system is tied to the grid, and it's based on a billing credit system. So the system
sure.
provides for your house, when the sun comes up the photovoltaic system is operating, and a specified billing credit, as I described, for any production of your system over and above its use.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you've got the options, the opportunities to have a battery panel installed in your house. There's a lot to it, but it's what I'm learning is there's a lot of details here. It's kind of hard to track. You've got to do a lot of homework to figure out whether or not solar is really affordable for you.